Deputy, no matter what response I gave to you just now, your answer was going to be what you said. It's your catch cry. It's your standard line. No matter what anybody says to you, you're going to say that they're out of touch and they don't get it. Of course we get it, Deputy. There's €200 coming off people's electricity bills as I speak because we understand the burden on people of increased energy costs, albeit ones caused by factors outside of our control. That's why we had the biggest cut in excise on petrol and diesel ever. 20 cents taken off petrol, 15 cents taken off diesel. It's why we increased the fuel allowance. It's why we had a pension increase in the budget. And it's why we reduced income taxes for middle-income people despite your opposition. That's evidence of the fact that we get it, the fact that we have acted in that way. But we're not in a position to chase every increase. We're not in a position to fully compensate people for every increase. And we need to be honest about that. In terms of the engagement, with the Commission, there's been an ongoing engagement with the Commission on this matter, both by the Taoiseach and the Minister of Finance. The reality is the proposal that you are making and have making is in breach of the European VAT directive, is in breach of the European Excise directive. And the reason why you can't let me finish, the reason why you won't let me speak, the reason why you continue to try to shout me down is you don't want to know. You don't want the Irish people to know what a fake you are. The fact that you keep making proposals that you know can't be implemented, that shows to me that you don't get it and you won't listen to what I have to say because you don't want people to get you.
Please, resume your seat, Deputy Doherty. Resume your seat. Resume your seat, Deputy, please. Treat the House with some respect, please, and adhere. Please, treat the House with some respect.